Podcast this week is brought to you by Bloke and a Bar Beer.
Klutzy, I have been abstaining from blokes for a little bit too long.
Oh, dude.
And it's all coming to a head.
Oh, dude. I know exactly what you were talking about.
This Saturday, obviously, Josh and I will be taking part in the Podcast Royale. In preparation for the fight, I've given up the one thing that means most to me in life, and that is Bloke and a Bar Beer. And there's one thing that I'll be doing as soon as that bell goes in the final round.
Yeah, you can be rest assured that we will be fucking smashing so many blokes down our throats come Saturday night.
Yeah, and probably Sunday.
And Sunday.
Maybe even Monday.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm going on a bender.
Yeah, we might go on a bender. Yeah,
we might go on a bender.
Maybe we should record a few eps, get ahead, and just go on a bender.
Yeah, fuck. I think we deserve it.
Yeah, I think we deserve it as well. And I think if you're listening to this, you deserve it.
Yeah, fucking oath. You deserve to go on a bender with blokes down your throat with Bloke and a Bar Beer.
That's
so
it.
Make sure you head to bloke.shop.
Blokeandabar.com.
Blokeandabar.com, sorry. You can also go to bloke.shop. They probably got some merch there too.
They do.
But go to bloke.com. Go to the store locator and put in your postcode to find where your nearest stockist is.
Get some bloke. You deserve it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The podcast this week is brought to you by Domino's.
It is brought to you by Domino's. Now, as you know, Klutzy and I have been hard training for the Boxing Royale, which took place over the weekend. Domino's hit us up today and we're like, we've got a bit of a reward, boys, for all your hard work. We really want you to treat yourself this week. Ooh. So they've come to us with a new code for us to share, but we thought, you know, let's share it with the frothies as well. Why not? Like, they didn't specify saying that it's not for everyone else.
Yep.
Now, the code is BBB. B, there's four B's. Just I wanted to like just emphasize that to make sure people know I'm serious. Four B's, WK,
okay.
Which stands for Boost Week.
Basically. Lovely.
BBB Boost Week. So for this week only until Sunday, you can get one pizza for 30% off, two pizzas for 40% off, or three pizzas for 50% off
using
that code.
That's fucking incredible.
It is fucking incredible, Josh.
It is so good. And I think we have earned a lot of pizzas.
Yeah, I might have 50,000 pizzas this week just to make up for it.
Yeah, what? So that's like, you're only going to pay for like 25,000
of them. Yeah, so we're essentially making money.
Yeah, exactly.
You're getting 25,000 pizzas for free.
When you do bike maths, it's essentially you're eating for free for the rest of your life.
The more you eat, the more you make.
Fucking oath.
So if you want to make money this week, go to Domino's and use the code BBBBWK.
Beers. Bloody brilliant.
Beers.
Bloody brilliant sport.
And welcome back to the Bloody Brilliant Beers podcast brought to you by Bluebet.
That's Klutz. I'm Darcy. We are the Bloody Brilliant Beers. We started out reviewing craft beers on Facebook and now we bring you the conversations that you'd more than likely hear from the front bar at your local. And Klutzy, where are we this evening, mate? Mate,
once again, we're back at the Caxton Hotel.
We are.
Fantastic fucking time as always.
It feels good to get a few episodes in a row in at the Caco. We've had a bit of a disrupted month, I guess you could say.
Disrupted start to the year.
Yeah, absolutely. But we're finally getting into our work and we're joined, as always, on the sports show by none other than Jack Cronin and Caesar's Palace. How are you, mate?
Very well, thank you. Good to be here.
Yeah, thanks for coming back once again. Klutzy, can you reach that light at all and just tilt it back to you a touch?
Yeah, probably.
Because it's fucking smashing my eyes. This is our sports show. Yeah, that should work. Where, as always, we ask if you're looking for a breakdown of stats and analysis, we would ask that you kindly...
Fuck off, just like the light.
Yeah, fuck off, light. I think it's a bit closer than usual. But anyway, we'll march on. How are we, gentlemen?
Yeah, good.
That's good.
Yeah, very, very well. Thank you.
That is.
Just having a lovely, lovely evening.
Yeah. Wednesday evening at the Caco.
Yes.
Footy's back. Back in full swing.
It is. Klutz and I had a lovely day out at KO Stadium on the weekend.
Of course. It was my little brother's birthday, so I couldn't go, but how was it?
Mate, it was fucking great. Great. Grouse. Everything. Yeah. It was great. No, it was awesome. It was... pretty cool to just be able to drive out to a stadium and park your car in the car park. And then
suburban footy.
The traffic on the way out was a little bit cooked, but it was still only like a 45-minute trip.
Do you get to park in the car park at the stadium?
Yeah, you know, car park. You guys the Leagues Club. Oh. You got there like so 6 hours before the game.
Yeah, yeah.
To be fair, we got there at like, what, 12:30, quarter to one.
Yep.
Bloke did a live show with KO at 1:45. Quick shout out to KO, not an ad, but thanks for having us at the footy. It was a very lovely day. We got to be up on the deck. Ran into a lot of frothies downstairs in the Leagues Club. We took a bit of a walk around the Leagues Club because I'd never been there before, and I just wanted to soak up the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Holy fuck, there are some pokies at that joint.
It's pretty cool.
It is like, a pristine pokies joint.
It's pretty cool as well having like obviously when we watch NRL in Brisbane, traditionally it's at Suncorp, which is like arguably the best stadium for rugby league in the world. So it's pretty cool that like there's also now a stadium where you can get like Leagues Club vibes, but then also watch NRL outside.
Yeah,
it's like pretty it's not like, you know, fucking sixth grade Jeeps. It's like proper.
You can go
NRL.
And get a glass schooner before the game.
How
and
then just fucking good is that?
Walk out the play doors and go in. Yeah, it's fucking awesome. I really enjoyed my time there. And
do they have Leagues Club pricing? Like, is the beer cheap?
Yeah, it was pretty cheap, hey?
Yeah, I think it was $7 for the schooner we got.
Yeah, I like that.
Which is great.
That's
which
really
is what
good.
You want. Yeah. Yeah, I think it was something, what, like, it was like a 10,000 person stadium, fully
sometimes that's all you need, though.
But the atmosphere was great. It started off pretty quiet. I don't know, the Redcliffe faithful, I don't think, had enough piss in them by that time. To be fair, I think it was because we looked out at one point and it was genuinely raining sideways.
Yeah, right.
When the Q Cup game was on, which was a great Q Cup game between the Redcliffe Dolphins and then the Dolphins' other feeder club, North's Rugby.
Okay, yeah.
So, Tessie New was out there having a bit of a run
Val
around.
Val Tafare.
Funny story about Val is when we were walking around the Leagues Club earlier in the day, some guy has come up to Klutz thinking he was Val, right? But I thought he was stitching him up like he's a listener of the pod and stuff, but he's actually like, oh, you're not him? Oh, mate, I was coming up to get a photo. Like,
Anyway, had the phone out and everything.
Yeah, had his phone out like in a Broncos jersey. Anyway, oh, seemed like a nice bloke. Nice to meet you, mate. Like,
and then we went upstairs and ran into him again. And he's like, I've been telling all these people at the front that Val Tafare is at the back.
Yeah.
Watching
the podcast.
Watching the podcast and telling them to go up and get photos.
Wasn't Val Tafare playing
at the time? Yeah, at the exact same time.
Yeah, on the field.
And then one of these, he's like, oh, then my mate said that it wasn't, that I'm just a dumb cunt for thinking it was Val Tafare. And I was like, well, like,
your mate's not wrong.
Your mate's not wrong, so shout out if you're listening. I think he asked us about five or six times if we did the podcast as well. So if you are listening, it's good that you remembered, but I wouldn't be surprised because when we last saw him, we're walking back to the car and he just grabbed my hand and shook it again and said, what is it again? I was like, bloody bring beers. He's like, all right, I'll be sure to watch. I'll be waiting for that follow. He goes, yeah, and then I'll send you dick pics.
Yeah.
I was like, sweet.
Any dick pics yet?
Well, no, but as I said to him, it wouldn't be the first that we've copped on this channel.
Probably won't be the last
either. But no, great day. The Dolphins put on one of the great performances. And I tell you what, the deck at Redcliffe is a great place.
Yep.
I think getting a stool would be awesome.
It's hard. That's the one thing. It's hard to watch the footy from up there.
But the crowd that was in the deck was awesome. So funny.
Yep.
There were some Kiwi fellas off to the right of us that were just, fuck me. Some guys in front of us were saying, like, all day, these guys just didn't stop.
Yep.
They had new Budget Direct fins.
Yep.
And
is that not one of the greatest sponsorship plays of all time?
Like, they're doing that again, but they've got new ones. And they're like, they've been calling it doing a finny.
Yeah.
So you pour a beer instead of doing a shooey, and they were doing that, and it's just going all down his front. The Dragons fans were leaving early and copping an absolute gobful, and some bloke was like, stopped and tried to turn around and be a tough guy, and everyone just laughed at him. There was one fella who, during the bloke pod, was possibly the biggest punish.
Yeah,
he was a Cowboys supporter.
It wasn't Donnie. No. Easy to be confused between a punish and a Cowboys fan.
Yeah, if you're connecting the dots.
Yeah, you might think it was Donnie, but it wasn't. It wasn't in fact Donnie.
No, but this bloke was absolutely fucked. He just kept shouting out, and you can see Denham was just like, "Shut up, cunt!" But
too polite, probably. Can't
to be fair,
say that.
Yeah. To be fair, I was like, "This guy sucks." And then at the end of the game, I was like, I'm all about him. He was doing this this chant about Luciana Leilua. If Lucy can play for you, if Lucy can play for you, if Lucy can play for you, you are shit. And did that for like the last 10 minutes.
It was genius stuff, really.
So simple, but he had such a booming voice and it was to great effect.
Fuck,
and
that'd then there be these crushing to hear as like little, wouldn't it?
Or as a Dragons supporter, as we also found out. We looked up to hear, to our right, to his left, and about three tables down was this Dragons family. And there was a chick there who I thought was going to get up and throw him off the edge.
Death She's stare like, of doom.
Bro. Yeah. And everyone was pissing themselves laughing. But it was a great afternoon. Had a lot of fun with my friend Jack, as well as all our mates from Sydney who came up. They had to leave at halftime though, which is a bit of a shame, but that's okay. But
good times.
Go the Dolphins.
You know, I'm looking forward to obviously footy's been back for a couple of weeks now, but Clutchy and I were down in Sydney last week for the Broncos game. If you're listening to this, the Broncos playing tonight and I cannot wait just to be sitting on the couch. I'm going to order some fucking Domino's.
Are they tomorrow night? Yeah,
Thursday night. Yeah, feed up. Like, I cannot wait to actually just watch the game properly. Yeah. Like, I haven't watched either of their games properly. Vegas, couldn't see past my nose. Actually, last week, couldn't see past my nose either.
Shout out to Danny Vu once again. You don't understand rugby league. That's why you're Canadian, because Reece Walsh is a fucking freak.
Yeah.
And the fact that after the game he was still going on about how Reece Walsh isn't a good player when he got two tries and was just so fucking good.
What was he saying? He's like,
he's always one step forward, three steps back, because he always drops the ball and makes mistakes.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, but like, he's always trying to do something, and if he does it, it doesn't work.
I was saying to him, I was like, if your argument is that he makes too much mistakes, like, yeah, I could kind of see that, but his like prowess and X factor definitely outweighs the errors, fucking in my opinion.
Yeah, Klutz told me the story on Sunday. I said, if you don't rate Reece Walsh, you should be banned from having a take on rugby league for a year.
He kept Callum Ponga out of the
origins. I actually saw you tweet that as well.
Yeah. Oh, well, like, I think blaze Reece Walsh all day here, but dead set. I said on Twitter, I don't know how you ever became a rugby league fan if you don't enjoy watching Reece Walsh play. Like, what about the sport appeals to you? Because everything that he does is like the purest, like unreal.
Yeah.
It's like everything he does is positive in terms of trying to progress the game forward, like trying to score points. He is flashy and entertaining, and he knows he is, and he tries to play up to the crowd, but he also doesn't do it on top of, like, he's always trying to win. The flash comes with naturally how he plays.
Yeah.
And he's arrogant and cocky, but it's not in like a way like Luai goes after other players to like pay them out. Reece Walsh just enjoys being awesome.
He's all about himself. Yeah.
Like, he's doing swan dives and stuff. It's not mean 21. It's just he's good and he enjoys being good. Yeah. I'd enjoy being good if I was that good.
Fucking oath. If I was that good, hot, young.
Yeah, like, fast.
Fast, yeah.
He's so good to watch.
Something else Reece Walsh did throughout the week, which progressed the game, in my opinion, was take over the lock screen on my phone. knocked me and my missus' engagement photo off the wallpaper.
Rightfully so.
Yeah. That photo is obviously, if you're listening and
it's
not
more
watching,
meaningful diamond, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. The diamond jersey that Reece Walsh debuted is fucking hot to trot.
Yeah.
It is hot.
Tell you what, the Broncos marketing team, if you're listening, I just want to give you a quick shout out for just fucking understanding that sex sells. You've got Reece Walsh and then you've got Paddy Carrigan. But I think
in collars.
In collars.
And
in
diamonds.
Diamonds. But I think the thing that really got it for me as well was like those two boys, that's fucking awesome. That's going to sell to all the new people and the young people who are just like young, hot, fuck yeah. But the one that really got me was Billy Walters sitting down wearing that. He's born in 94.
Yep.
His dad made that his own jersey as well. And it's like, hello, all Brisbane fans from the 90s and early 2000s.
Yeah, ever.
Here's fucking Kevy's son wearing the same jersey that he won grand finals in for
you. Yeah. So if you have been living under a rock, basically we're talking about the Broncos unveiling their, is it the Heritage jersey they call it?
Yeah, Heritage jersey.
Which is a remake of the 94 jersey this year. I actually said 2 years ago to my missus, because I've told the story on the pod many times. She bought me a replica 94 jersey because I said I liked it at the game once. And a couple of years ago, I noticed that when they were doing their Heritage jersey, it was like in a row.
Yeah.
And I said to her, I was like, fuck, if they keep doing what they're doing in 2024, the Heritage jersey will be the diamond and it will be hot as fuck. And when it got released, I screenshot it and sent it to her. I was like, did I call this? And she was like, you absolutely have to buy one of them.
Yeah.
Like right
How'd
now.
How'd you go?
And I didn't. And then I finally decided today to pull the trigger and they're sold out and I'm fucking so devastated.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, if once again, if anyone from the Broncos marketing team's out there and can help Darcy get a jersey, please. I think he's literally been the saddest cunt all day since that happened.
It was. So. I literally made the decision. I was like, I'm going to regret it if I don't get it, and then logged on and there was none left. It's got everything. It's vintage with the diamonds, collar, like...
Fuck, I almost bought one because of how hot it looks.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, I wrote in my notes, like, so they actually did this diamonds jersey in 2017. They did a remake, but they didn't commit to it fully. The diamonds were all really tiny. It was like a kind of half-hearted attempt at redoing it. Didn't have the collar.
Yeah.
And the thing that a lot of teams do that annoys me as well is they'll do a heritage jersey, but then the shorts and socks, they just wear their normal ones. And it doesn't go with it. They've also brought back the gold socks to go with it as well.
Oh.
So, like, everything they've done is, like, a completely true to the jersey from back in the day. And the way they rolled it out was awesome. Like, I am not shocked at all that it's sold out. It's going to look so
the
good.
The ad they made for it on Instagram was fucking
so
sick.
Good with the sweeping of the lockers.
Yeah,
it was so sick.
Are rugby league teams now really leaning into their heritage? Like, it feels like everyone, like, Melbourne.
I think just like vintage and stuff is
sells big time.
Yeah.
Melbourne this year, I believe, are doing like a, like the old boys club.
Yep.
So they're throwing back to the people that have like helped build the Storm. I saw the Tigers.
Tigers doing their West Tigers heritage jersey this year.
The heritage stuff as well. But like Chris Lawrence went back and did like a whole like, you know, they've invited a whole bunch of us old boys back to, you know, get in touch with the club.
Yep.
And, you know, like it's a whole bunch of guys that won them a premiership and shit like that, and people that were really big for the West Tigers. So I just feel like more and more NRL clubs are realising that nostalgia actually sells.
And sex.
Yeah, and sex.
Yeah.
Nostalgic
Mix
sex.
Mix the two together.
I tell
and
you
you'll
what,
sell out your fucking heritage jersey.
Nostalgic sex. There'd be plenty of rugby league people out there who would also be vintage dreaming porn. Of times when they had sex.
It's vintage porn.
There's a lot of us out there struggling.
Yeah.
Nah. Waz also, Waz heritage jersey as well this year is a banger, and that's sold out immediately, and they did an awesome shoot. Like, they went down to this like local shop in Auckland, and it was like really, really cool. The teams are on one right
now.
Fuck,
the Wires just do everything. Like, I was saying to Das earlier, they just did a collab with ASICS and Artie Sevilla.
Yeah, so
and
cool.
They all got these fucking hectic boots. I'm like, fuck me, bro. Like,
the Wires get it, man.
The Wires do get it.
Jacko gets it.
Yep.
Jacko gets it.
So bad time to be the Cowboys against the Broncos in their debut with that jersey.
Oh, so they're wearing on Good Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so
Such
hot.
Shit, Donnie.
Yeah. That is so hot.
You fucking gimp.
Yeah. Big gimp.
You know who's not a big gimp? And the last thing I wanted to bring up from around the grounds this week was on what day did we go to Punt Club? Saturday?
Yeah.
Was it Saturday? Well, yeah, it was Saturday. Yeah. Because I had my brother's birthday. Anyway, ended up at Grilled with my missus for dinner afterwards, and we were walking back to the car. I was checking the football score intermittently, Storm Warriors, and it looked like the Warriors were going to run away with it. And I was like, oh shit, didn't see that coming. I was walking past the Sporting Globe at Chermside, and I stopped my missus and was like, holy fucking shit, you need to watch this. It was as Xavier Coates scored the try. Oh, like, the first thing I saw was the scoreboard, and I was like, holy shit, the Storm won. And then they were like, fucking Vossi, whoever was losing his mind. I was like, oh, I better watch this. And I was draw on the floor in the Chermside car park. One of the best tries I've ever seen.
Mate, I think it is the greatest, like, no fucking bias or anything. That is the greatest try I've ever seen.
Yeah.
He leapt from so far out and just the control. Like, you would not be able, as he said after, he was so humble about it afterwards. Yeah. He's like, oh, I just practice it.
Yeah.
It's like, there's no way he does that if he doesn't practice
it. Did you hear the Danny Wilder exclusive with him?
No.
It only came out like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Apparently he was saying that he was scrolling on Instagram the day before and saw this photo of a dude jumping off the back of a boat in Manly and was like, that's where he drew inspiration for that dive.
It took me a bit to pick up on what you're talking about there.
He took the flying clots.
Oh, fucking hell. Fucking hell.
That's where he drew the inspiration from for the dive.
My missus was even saying, she's like, wow, like, you jumped so high. How'd you jump that high? I was like, camera angles, baby. How fucking good
it
a camera
helps when
angles.
The bloke is literally underwater.
Yeah.
like below sea level.
Below sea level. And I do have...
You've got a fucking 6 foot head start. Yeah.
But yeah, that was incredible. I was texting my mate Trapper throughout it, and I was like, how fucking good's this, mate? Putting on a show. He was down there. And then I was like, how the fuck are we doing this? We are bottling this so hard.
Yeah.
Like, it was fucking hard to watch, but the way they came back was lovely. So good.
Yeah.
That was one of the great victories.
Yeah. The fact, like, obviously the try in itself was unbelievable, but the fact that it was to win the game on the siren. Yeah.
Is the coach's name again? Is it Webster?
Yeah, Andrew Webster.
Andrew Webster. They were asking him afterwards, and they're like, "Is that like, is that a really hard way to lose?" And he just chuckled. He's like, "It's gut wrenching."
Yeah,
but dude, he seems like a legend. He was he said, he's like, "I would be such a salty person." He's like, "What we have to do is sit back and just appreciate that that's one of the greatest NRL tries that you'll ever see."
Yeah.
And he also said, he's like, "But not just that." He's like, "I was just sitting back admiring Ryan Papenhuyzen all night."
Yeah.
He's like, "Puppy's two tries were insane." Yeah. Like, the way he's just on the inside. And
which is great to see.
Yeah, it is awesome.
I really liked that a coach is coming out. Like, that would be so tough to come out and praise the opposition like that when you literally lost in the last 18 seconds of the game. Like, that's
mate,
fucking
incredible.
Can you imagine
if you asked Ricky Stewart after a game, "Oh, mate, that's a tough way to lose"?
Yeah.
Like, what do you fucking think? Yeah, yeah. It was. Like, that's what you get out of Ricky. Yeah.
The only thing that could have made it worse is if our ground smelled like shit.
Yeah. Fucking oh. That was fucking hilarious. I'll get the quote up from Ricky there. If people didn't see, there was a bit of a situation in the nation's capital, and Ricky is really not happy about it.
Can we talk about why it is the nation's capital for a second?
It's halfway between Sydney and Melbourne.
Yeah.
So?
But anyway, I'm not going to come that slant up. But yeah, just for reference, it was one of the great Ricky Stewart press conferences, really. If you haven't watched it, I don't know, recommend you give it a watch. I don't know, I lost my words even thinking about it. But it was like, Ricky, you get one of these Ricky presses every, like two a year pretty much, where he's super smug in victory and he could talk all day if you gave him the opportunity. Like he spoke for 10 minutes. He honestly could have been there for an hour. He's way too open. He tells you all these things about the players that you probably shouldn't be told or a coach usually wouldn't tell you.
Yeah.
And then someone gave him the stench question and he just went into this little this little soliloquy about how he's proudly not political, but politics could learn a lot from sport, and like he's dropping all these zingers and Joey Taps is just sitting there like laughing, like it was, honestly, one of the great Ricky presses. I highly recommend.
I'll have to go and give it a watch.
I, off the back of Crow talking about press conferences and shit, because on Sunday he was like, "I'm going to go home and load this press conference. Like, I can't wait. The first thing I'm doing is watching Flano's press conference." You know what I did? Loaded Flano's press conference. Yep. Then I had a shower and I had Wayne Bennett playing while I was in the shower.
Flano, not fit for a Dragons jersey. That was a good quote. I liked
that.
Yeah. Who
did you say that about?
About the performance. It wasn't up to the standard of a Dragons jersey, which I like.
Yep, fucking oath.
Yeah, what is?
But we've got here Ricky Stewart. This is a quote. "I feel sorry for those people there with the stench. It's shit. I know people laugh about it, but we are the capital of Australia. It's absolutely crap they don't build a stadium to look after Canberra's people. I'm all for education and I'm all for hospitals, but we have to have some common sense. There was a concert here last week and all the buses stopped and people were left stranded." It's just like, fuck, what?
That sounds like ChatGPT wrote it.
Yeah, so fucked. Amen. But apparently what happened was someone went to store something somewhere.
No, this has been debunked.
Oh, really?
This is a further thing in the story. One of the ministers from the ACT came out and said that it was the Raiders' fault for storing something where it shouldn't have been, and then it got told that that was false. Not true. It couldn't possibly have been. It was from a pipe not being right. And it was that rotten egg smell that you used to get at like your primary school bathrooms.
Yeah.
And so that's another, like the Raiders were already pissed off, and now they've come out and tried to blame the Raiders. And so,
yeah.
I can't wait to see what Ricky has to say back, but Don Fernow already was not happy.
Real shit show.
Maybe we should get Crow to, I'm recommending this, you know, we're all political and stuff now about holidays and shit like that. Maybe you should start a petition and get it in front of the right eyes to get this stadium going down in Canberra. Do you think that'd be an upgrade?
Well, for context, the Raiders or Canberra has been looking for a new stadium. It started in 2009. I was reading an article about it yesterday on Canberra Times, the timeline of Canberra's new stadium thing. It is honestly like...
Do you often read the Canberra Times?
I have a subscription, yes. I read it literally all the time. Because you get a lot of quotes in it that you don't get in the mainstream media because the Raiders players talk to the local journalists a bit more loosely.
Of course.
But anyhow, that's how I found out Corey Horsbrough was playing New South Wales Cup this week, the Canberra Times. No one else reported it.
Anyway, I saw your tweet about that.
I was honestly... I had a missing persons search out for Corey Horsbrough. But anywho, back to the main thing. So Canberra want a stadium like they have in Dunedin. If you know the stadium, Forsyth Bar Stadium, it's indoor. It's got the glass roof. It's beautiful. Yeah. It's about 25 to 30K. They want that in the city center. It's been talked about since like 2009, but now it's almost become like the North Sydney Bears coming back or Magic Round getting moved, all that hybrid game between the Wallabies and Kangaroos. Yeah. It gets raised every year, but you know it's never going to happen.
Yeah.
And so as of this year, They've guaranteed that there'll be a $500 million stadium in Canberra by 2033, but they're now choosing where to put it. And I think it's not going to be in the city centre anymore. It's still going to be at Bruce, which is where the current stadium is. But they've been trying to get this stadium for so many years, and now it apparently stinks. Stephen Larkham also said it stinks.
Oh.
And so I think Ricky was just kind of being like, enough is enough. I don't care that it was my 250th win and we won by 20 and we're top of the table for the first time since 2005. We need to use this platform to push this.
Maybe he needs to talk to the local journalists in the Canberra Times.
Oh, they've been mate, they've been flogging this horse for years.
If anyone is going to get anything to happen in Canberra, it's Ricky Stewart, because he's like a god.
Or Jack Cronin. Then he is. Yeah, so I think he's trying to use his platform to get it moving.
Yeah.
Fucking hope.
But yeah, it really should be.
I know it's like obviously a big project, but 2033 sounds like a long time. Like a lot can happen in 10 years.
I know, but that's the thing. It just keeps getting pushed back and pushed back and all that type of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so super annoying. Frustrated for my brethren down in Canberra.
Yeah.
You did say that they've been looking for the Raiders. You didn't specifically say the Canberra Raiders. Is there a possibility they move out of Canberra?
No.
Maybe they move to Perth. If they moved out of Canberra, would you still support them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm not from Canberra, obviously.
Yeah,
okay.
Your affinity with the club is not because you live
there. What about
the Ipswich Raiders? I'd be marching the streets just like they did in O2 for Souths. Like, yeah. I would want them to stay in
fucking
Canberra.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's intrinsic to the club's identity, but yeah. Yep. I would still support them.
Yeah.
What about the Ipswich Raiders?
It makes sense
because there's a lot of break-ins.
Canberra has
out
a team
there.
And it's the Raiders.
You know what's funny? I was unsure when we started this chat if you were serious about the Canberra Times subscription, but it's become apparent you were serious.
Oh, deadly serious. Man, over the off-season, I was reading articles about how Chevy Stewart was a 9-year-old sprinting champion. That's how 19-year-old New South Wales Cup fullback. And I was reading it like, God, this is awesome. We need some pace.
Oh my God. Oh,
I'm deadly serious. I read almost every article about the Raiders.
Do you know what? You know how I know that we're getting older is that I've seriously been considering signing up to multiple online sporting, like there's Code Sports and all that sort of shit.
Yeah.
$59 for a year so I can actually read the articles about what I'm interested in. I tell you what.
I have Dad's logging for all the like Sydney Morning Herald, Daily Telegraphs, Courier Mail and all that. So it's fucking awesome.
Hell. See, I have a bone to pick with all those ones. So I used to do the, used to be able to get a month subscription for free if you did quizzes and shit. Like, they used to, what do they
like
call
surveys.
Them? Surveys and that sort of stuff. Yeah. So like-
You love surveys.
I fucking love a survey. I always wonder why I've got
a voice that it needs to be
No, he loves it for the free shit.
Yeah, you get so much free shit out of it. And you wonder, I often wonder why I've got such a backed up fucking why do I get fucking 50 emails a day? Oh, maybe it's because you've completed 1,000 surveys in your 29 years, bro.
Unreal.
But it used to get me my 1 month subscription to Courier Mail, and as soon as I fucking run out of it, I'd be like,
Survey day. Survey day.
You get X amount of points depending on how long it goes for. Oh,
unreal.
Oh, mate. Tell you what. Shout out to surveys. I love them.
Marion's.
Connect now.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I was scrolling through Instagram doing some doom scrolls the other day, and there's a lot of sports. Summer sports have their finals on at the moment, all coming to an end as we do get ready for all the winter sports to take over. Going through Instagram stories, clicked on a bloke's profile just because I hadn't seen him around for a bit, and in the profile, it had two-time premiership winning captain for his cricket club.
Yep.
Now, We know the fella.
Yeah.
He's a fourth grade cricket captain. At what point can you not fucking put what your premierships are in your Instagram bio?
I reckon it's the opposite. Like, you just don't need to talk all the facts. Like, you're a premier rugby premiership winner.
Oh, yeah, I'm a...
Leave out the sixth grade. It's like you're an international swimwear model. Yeah. Like, you are.
Yeah, we actually we said that to someone, hey?
Yeah, when we were just down in...
In San Fran, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
I think we said it to someone in San Fran. Yeah, and they didn't believe it. Yeah. They didn't believe it, so get I showed the billboard them. Out. Like, yeah, I'm an international swimwear
I'm
model.
On a billboard. Yeah, that's true.
It's what Matty Burbick.
But I know what you mean. I know what you mean. It's a claim to fame, sporting achievements.
Two-time premiership winning captain at, and he's tagged it.
You know what's funny? I've only just realized I've done some prep for this segment, but my Instagram bio actually does have a claim to fame in it right now.
Yeah, right.
And it says, we hold the sixth highest score on Time Crisis 2 at Welcome to Bowen Hills and tags Geordie Madden. Like, I've genuinely got that in my Instagram bio.
Yeah, but you would have been pissed when you did that.
Maggot, mate. And when I was little, I used to go to Stafford City and play fucking Time Crisis every weekend, but I never had money because I was like six.
Yeah.
So I had to beg my mum for dollar coins and you'd run out, so you never got to complete it. Yeah. I went to Welcome to Bowen Hills, they had it and they had PayWave. I was like, I am literally going to spend every cent I have if it means I can finish this game. And it was great.
I don't really do the Instagram bio. I think I got to update it. I used to have, mine used to be, I love America.
Yeah, okay.
Instead of America, it was America.
Yeah.
That's the only time I've ever had a bio.
Yeah.
But getting back, I just don't think, unless you're like, let's say you're...
Reece Walsh.
Yeah, like, well, he hasn't won a premiership. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They only played for 60 minutes.
I turned it off last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, nah, I kid.
If you turned it off too early, you would have missed it. But somehow they lost.
Much like
that.
The Storm and the Raiders seasons. Turned off too early.
The Raiders turned off the right time last year. First week of finals. That's all I could take.
Yeah. Melbourne has to give everyone else a chance to actually win a premiership because our latest one was 2020. So, you know, a bit sooner than 2006, but that's besides the point.
You knowing this person, would this be ironic that he's got that in there or not?
No. Not at all.
So I think you can't, unironically, anything under the professional level.
Yeah.
Like if you play professional, you can have like a lot of Raiders players have like Raider XYZ in their thing, play on player. But like you cannot have your club achievements in there. No one cares.
Yeah.
Now, if this individual is listening, I'm definitely not having a go at your character here or anything. I just think, like, fuck, imagine if I put up 2022 Premier Sixth Grade Man of the Match Grand Final winner.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's basically just asked to do this segment just so he can flex that
drop
stat
in there.
Can you imagine that 2022 Grand Final MVP for sixth grade football?
Yeah, congrats.
Congratulations, mate. Fucking the 40-year-old bloke that was gassed as well. That came sick.
Gotta go home to his wife and four kids, bro.
Yeah, exactly. Like, fuck. Of course you're gonna beat it over that kind. He's gonna go back to his family. He's fucking beaten down every day. Like, it's just congratulations to him for being out on the field.
Exactly right. That's an achievement in itself.
Yeah, it really is. I think unless you've actually won a premiership at the top grade, let's just keep it to that.
Yep.
In saying that, I do think it'd be fucking hilarious if I start listing everything.
Well, I've got a few examples of things that I could list in my Instagram bio in terms of sporting achievements if you'd like to hear them. So the first one, which is not that funny, I just thought I could have like two times Marist College Ashgrove second 11 cricket player. Made the seconds in year 11, which think, that's a good sign.
Yeah, that is good.
Year 12, could be pushing for first. Wrong, just 2 years in the seconds. But I also had Marist College Ashgrove second 11 cricket. Most catches dropped off bowling.
Yeah.
The one game in particular, which I think we've talked about on the podcast.
St. Patrick's.
Probably six catches in a game.
Yeah. The most disgraceful loss in Ashgrove cricket history? Or was
that was a different one, mate. That was, I think that was actually grade 11, the catches, potentially.
No, it was definitely grade 12 because I played thirds in grade 11.
Oh, okay. There you go. Not as good as me, but that's fine. The other one I had was Marist College Ashgrove first 11 football, the first side in 5 years to lose a game. So from when we started in school in year eight, our first 11 football team was undefeated, 2008, 9, 10, 11. And in year 12, we're like, fuck yeah. In year 11, a lot of us played in the side as well. So like was part of all the wins. Yeah. Year 12, senior year, like our team, blah, blah, just lost like three games. Yeah, finished fourth or something. Yeah.
We actually were such a shit year. We had some very talented
100%.
Athletes. Some very untimely injuries.
Yeah.
Fuck, we didn't do too well. I was going to say, well, if you're trying to flex about how you're better than me with the cricket there, I could have that I was a member of the 2011 Morris College Ashgrove First 11 New yep. Zealand cricketing touring squad.
100%. Well, how about this to just one-up you there, Clutzy? Okay. I was actually a member of the 2012 Morris College Ashgrove touring first football side, and I got benched for having shin splints. Couldn't even play. Yeah. Went to Auckland, didn't get to play. Had shin splints. It was fucking horrible.
All right. I'll see if I can one-up you on those ones then. 2012 first and second 15 touring squad to the National Indigenous Centre of Excellence for Rugby Union for Morris College Ashgrove.
Yep.
And then also 2012 Brisbane Rugby representative for a tour to Hawaii. So I've got an international cap.
Yours are legit achievements though. I'm taking the piss out of myself.
Nah, definitely not.
Couldn't you have included your dislocated toe?
Yeah, well, we're getting there. yeah, 2012, first man to dislocate their pinky toe while playing touch in Waikiki and then to be carried back while smothered in tanning oil on the back of a giant for 2.5 kilometres.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's an achievement. Get that in the bio.
It was a great achievement.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking oath.
Crow, did you have any achievements to...
Yeah, I got a few for that. But also, you were talking about your seconds 2 years in a row. I've got to give a shout out to my good friend Lachlan Jackson, who played thirds in year 10, thirds in year 11, fourths in year 12.
Oh, JJ.
How good is that?
That is so grim.
He regressed.
He did choose to play fourths in year 12 because okay, we yeah. did a mates team.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah, that's
it's still
fair.
Funny because it makes him seem like he was a player of promise in year 10 and then ended up regressing.
We had a bloke who played first 11 football when he was in year 10. So when we were in year 11,
yep.
he was in the squad and then never got a start.
Unreal.
Benched in grade 11 when he was in grade 11 and then got dropped in grade 12. 3 years.
Would have thought welded at his feet type thing.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that our Welsh heritage friend?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's yeah. fucked.
Yeah, poor bloke.
That is so rough.
Yeah. Same thing with our goalkeeper actually. Was on the bench for 2 years and then when we were in grade 12, young hot prodigy came through from year 9 and got the starting spot.
There's always someone.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Sucked in. What do you got on your list, Crow?
So I do have obviously owner of the worst figures on flat in flats history.
Yep.
Most balls lost in one day. Got two of those wrapped up. Then I also have, I believe, only man to break both wrists at once on college campus.
Oh, really?
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What
12.
Happened there?
In year 12,
yep. Yeah, I know. Yeah. What an absolute loser. Yeah. The story's even lamer as well. So it was basketball training. It wasn't the first. So I've dropped that in, so it seems a little bit cooler. But I was trash talking someone on our team at training about, he was a point guard and I was a center and he was really slow. And then our coach was like, all right, well, you guys do a sprint baseline to baseline to see who's actually faster. Yeah. And if you know the walls in the Champagne Center,
oh,
they're
no.
very close to the baseline.
Holy fuck.
No.
And if you know me, I'm a born winner who will do anything to win. And the other guy slowed up towards the end and I did not. And I won the race and broke both my wrists running into the wall.
So you just sprinted into a wall yep, and bang. Broke both
like,
your wrists.
Like, happened very fast. Like, my wrists were immediately swelling up a fair bit.
Holy fuck.
They were, like,
the
pretty
apple.
Weak. It was literally just before we graduated. Like, I was in these weird splints for a couple of weeks. Everyone's come up to me, like, even your aides are coming up to me like, can you wipe your ass when you shit? So annoying. But yeah, pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, that
you're
is
a bit like
Forrest
Gump with the leg ones when yeah. he fucking starts running away.
And like one brace or like that type of thing is like a cool story or whatever. It looks normal. When you're walking around school with double braces yeah. on, you look like such a loser.
Yeah, the deuce brace.
And I was already one to begin with, so it didn't help.
That's so funny. Clutch, wasn't there a bloke in our grade who broke his leg or his foot? And then he was in a moon boot, and because he favoured his other foot so much, he broke that foot and ended up in a wheelchair. Swimmer.
Oh, you know yeah, what I'm I swear, about? I swear someone did that.
I know who it is, I just don't want to name him. TM, initials.
Oh, yeah, oh. Yeah, 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 that definitely happened.
Yeah.
Yes.
He was in a wheelchair.
Yeah, I do remember
feet.
That actually. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. So fucked.
Yeah.
Bro, it's so crazy how that shit happens.
Yeah, 100%.
Did one of your mates get gaming finger or something?
Yeah, Buckbeat. We've spoken yeah, about that so. Before. I'll I fucking name so. And shame that yeah.
Repetitive strain injury from playing too much Call
during,
of Duty.
During COVID,
that's
yeah.
a badge of honor.
Oh, fuck off. It's the biggest G up I've ever heard in my life.
Because then when you could meet up together during COVID, like once all the restrictions and shit were done, people used to get his splint and put it on their cocks.
Yeah, people.
Oh,
just one time.
That's so funny. Oh, but yeah, fucking hell.
So a bit of a talking point this week, very topical for us in the Olympic City itself, live on the ground, is Brisbane has made some announcements, or the Queensland government has made some announcements for how they're planning to do the stadiums for the 2032 Olympics.
Yep.
And so obviously the Olympics this year will be in Paris, 2028 will be in beautiful Los Angeles. 2032, it's looking like, will be in Nathan/Mount Gravatt. at the smallest athletics ground since the 1928 Olympics.
Yep. 1928.
Sorry, 1928.
Yeah.
So the Queensland government essentially paid for a review done by former Lord Mayor Graham Quirk.
Yep.
To be done in 60 days that cost $450,000. They said, whatever you recommend is what we'll move forward with for the stadiums, because people were pissed off about the Gabba apparently going to cost $2.7 billion to get knocked down.
I swear every time I see an article, it's the Gabba's on, the Gabba's off, yeah, the Gabba's on.
So we got the Olympics 3 years ago. We're at this point now where we're doing this. So Graham Quirk did this recommendation. I actually had a read of it because I'm quite interested in this now.
Was it in the Canberra Times?
No, it was not, unfortunately. But I did manage to find it on my
subscriptions.
But... So he was scathing about the Gabba, essentially said it doesn't meet building compliance and stuff. And I think anyone who's been to the Gabba knows, compare it to like the new Adelaide Oval, the new Optus Stadium in Perth. Yeah. It is by far the worst stadium out of the big cities in Australia. Yeah. It needs an upgrade now.
It's just a bit dated, right?
Yeah.
Bro, I think one of the biggest reasons for why they wanted to do it and why this is a perfect opportunity, it's got no access.
Yeah, dude.
For wheelchairs.
People for wheelchairs.
Yeah. Also public transport out of there. Yeah, sucks.
And
compared
also, they reckon the roof, like the sails along the roof, will need to be replaced. Otherwise, they'll cave in and stuff. Yeah. So he was scathing about that, and then he was also scathing about this Nathan development, which they will have ended up choosing. But he recommended a 55,000 seat stadium built at Vic Park because it ties in with the Cross River Rail. It'd cost $3.4 billion, but at least after the Olympics, we will have a new stadium. They'd knock down. It means the teams wouldn't have to move out of the Gabba while it's being redone.
Yeah.
They just build this. Once that's done, the Gabba gets knocked down, turned into whatever.
Yeah.
And you now have this state-of-the-art stadium in the middle of Brisbane.
Win, win, win.
All wins. It just costs a lot. But now what they're going to do, pay $1.6 billion to turn Nathan Cusack, which is the host of the AIC High School Athletics, into the Olympics venue for athletics, which has terrible public transport.
Yeah.
Has nothing going for it.
Also so far away from like the city center.
Yeah.
In the middle of nowhere. The Broncos.
Yeah. Yep. You've competed there, have you not, Crow?
I have.
That's a claim to fame, surely.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, as we just said in the previous segment, maybe just leave out a few details. Like, I competed at that stadium.
Exactly.
Before the redevelopment, but no one needs to know that.
But yeah, and so once the Olympics are over, it's going to be torn down back to 14K.
Are you serious?
So it's not even. So it's 40,000 for the Olympics, temporary seating, then back to 14K.
Temporary seating is grim.
And then today.
They did it for the Comm Games, so.
Yeah. And then today, Grace, which is a great name, just quietly, but.
Grace Squared. We're actually lobbying towards her for six more songs day. So be careful what we say here.
Yep. So she's come out today and said that the Gabba will need to be redeveloped by around 2032, but that's for future governments to deal with. They're essentially doing is trying to do what is best in the short term to keep them in power. And Brisbane is looking like it's going to be worse off for it because we're going to get nothing in terms of awesome infrastructure for the Olympics.
Perfect.
But what that leads us into is if we're looking to save money, a couple of people who know Brisbane quite well, lived here our whole life, three of us, maybe had some suggestions for how we could help them save money.
Buckle up.
We've got a few. That was a good crack.
Yeah, that was a good crack.
We've got a few alternate locations that certain sports could take place in.
Did you want to kick us off?
I can kick us off for sure. The first one that I thought, one of my favorite events at the swimming. Also, you might notice that mine are in alphabetical order because I went through a list of Olympic sports to write this list. But the artistic swimming, synchronized swimming, an absolute spectacle. I thought, you know, they obviously have cameras under the water to show you what's happening, which is great. But I thought, like, not only is this saving money in terms of we don't need to build a new pool, but you won't even need to have underwater cameras because we're going to underwater world. in the tunnel, on the conveyor belt, clear out the sharks and shit. Imagine that. You can sit on the conveyor belt while the Olympics is taking place over your head.
Apparently it's perfect. Sea life now.
What? Underwater world?
I found that at work last week. Yeah, it's called sea life. Did you do the school excursion where you got to sleep in the...
No.
We got to do that in year six.
Dude, I reckon I would have been scared shitless to do that as a kid.
Yeah. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. But how good would that be? What a view.
Yeah, that would be sick.
Yeah.
And save money.
You're literally like in the pool with them while they're competing. Yeah. It's almost purpose built for it.
Fucking oath. Well, obviously rugby sevens is the premier sport of the Olympics.
Yeah.
And what better place to host it than GPS Rugby Club?
I like that.
Can you imagine Herbie would have that organised?
The Metro raffle would get going on.
Yeah, the canteen, the works burgers.
Herbie would offer it as a 2-for-1 deal because we do have some lawn bowls right behind us because the bowls club hasn't been knocked down yet.
Yep.
So,
again, almost purpose built just for it.
What a... give me a better day out than fucking rugby sevens and lawn bowls.
Yeah, at Yoku Road. At Yoku
what would Nathan Shaw's role be in this day at Jeeves?
Oh, mate, he'd dart be making puncher? Sure that... Chief dart puncher and distributor of drinks. Yeah, just vibe operator.
Yeah, vibe operator. I like that. Yeah, he'd wear many hats. He'd wear many hats, I'm sure. Yeah,
For my first one, speaking of premier sports, the Olympics, 3-on-3 basketball.
Yeah.
Yep.
One of our favourite sports, the Olympics. It's played on half court, I believe.
Yeah, okay.
And so obviously around Brisbane at the local parks, you have those little concrete with the hoop.
Yeah. Yep.
Now, it might be not in our price range because a lot of them don't have nets, and I think you have to pay to get the nets put into the hoops, which might be a little bit expensive. But otherwise, why not just play them at the local parks on the concrete on the concrete court?
So simple. Good. Yep. You could almost have it as like a surprise. And now, imagine if you wake up, holy fuck, they're in 7th Brigade today just down the road. How good's that?
I might roll down and watch it.
Yeah, let's go down and watch fucking LeBron in the 7th Brigade.
Fuck yeah.
Another one I had, being a staunch Northside, I've also just realised that anyone not from Brisbane probably won't understand any of this, but too bad. The canoe slalom.
Yep.
Jess Fox, I think it was.
Yeah.
It's the Australian hero. This is probably dependent on a bit of rainfall, but where else would you rather have it than the Kedron Brook?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Through the rapids.
Well, you know, we could just give a quick shout out to the Wivenhoe Dam and just open that up and get some real river rapids
Let
going.
It flow, yep.
That'd be so good.
That would be great. It's such a long stretch. Imagine people just banked up. It'd be like park run on a Saturday morning.
Fuck yeah.
Jess Fox flying down the fucking brook.
That'd be so good. I love that. I think netball.
Yeah,
really needs to branch out a bit. Netball doesn't get much of a viewing. If you want to get more people, this place, you can have shit tons of them there to watch it. And standing seating as well, so it's even more.
Standing seating.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Perfect. You know what I mean? Viewing, standing viewing. Same shit. Anyway, that's rattled me. But Downey Park.
Yeah.
Now, for those who aren't familiar with it, Downey Park, it's down near the hospital. And it's just all these open air fucking grass courts.
How far do you reckon my mum's old house is from Downey Park at Kedron? How many Ks?
2.5.
There's that many whistles at Downey Park. You can hear them from my mum's old place.
Really?
Really.
Holy fuck.
Fucking loud.
That's crazy.
That just goes
to
show you.
There are so many games on at once.
Fucking
Dude, Downey Park also has, it's also got field hockey.
Yep.
They do have some clay courts as well.
Yep.
If we really wanted to get fucked, we could turn that into a tennis court.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then just down from Downey Park is also-
Nitro boxing gym.
Fuck yeah. Go to Nitro and that's where you can fucking have punch-ons.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be lovely.
Yeah,
I like that.
So I was kind of going down a similar path with Klutz with the multi-sport. I was thinking Taylor Range Country Club. It's got squash, it's got tennis courts, it's got a 25-minute swimming pool.
Yeah,
just knock them all out in there.
Yeah, bang it out.
It's got parking.
Great to get pissed at as well. Had a few 21st there. Yeah, cheap piss.
Absolutely.
Fuck yeah, that's awesome.
Another one I had, one of the premier locations of Brisbane. I sort of looked at this two ways. One was looking at what sport, you know, can we custom fits a sport somewhere? And then else is like, oh, okay, what's an iconic Brisbane location? How about we play the beach volleyball at South Bank Beach?
Yes, that'd be unreal. That'd
genuinely be sick.
That would actually be so good. Yeah. You can go to the streets.
Just don't swim in the water.
Get your streets ice cream and sit there. And
Cornettos. Fuck, they're good. Oh, we talked about that the other day.
Yeah, we did.
Fuck.
We did. But tell you what.
Chalk bottoms. I don't even know if it's cornetto or drumstick. Whatever. They're
same
both fucking
shit.
Good.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Also had another one for cricket. Will cricket be in by that point?
Yep.
Awesome.
That's the only thing the Gab is hosting now.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, we're going to 7th Brigade Park.
Yeah.
They've got fucking, what, nine?
Heaps of fields.
Nine different cricket fields. It's out at Chermside. And rain, hail or shine, they seem to play out there. They don't give a fuck.
I also had cricket, but I had the Marist College Ashgrove Flats that where Cronin got spanked for 52.
It's
off
a good
two
place
overs.
To be a left-hander. I'll tell you, top edge is flying to the creek.
Yeah,
fucking hell.
I had the 10-meter diving off the high boards.
Yep.
Hornibrook Bridge out at on the way out to Redcliffe.
Nice.
Imagine that. What a picturesque
That'd
viewing.
Be so
again,
fucking
line the bridge full of people. I got stacks here if you want me to keep
please,
going.
Keep going.
The street luge down Mount Cutha. Imagine that.
That would
genuinely be good viewing. What else we got? BMX freestyle, the Paddo Bowl, obviously. Iconic spot next to Suncorp Stadium.
Yep.
The equestrian, which is a no-brainer to have at Eagle Farm or Doomben. For the boxing, instead of Nitro, I actually had the ring that the Alpha Blokes have built in their backyard.
you can ship it anywhere.
Yeah, exactly right. And the last one I had was trampolining, and I thought we could have that at Donnie's parents' house.
That's good.
It'd be big enough to hold a lot of people.
Yeah,
you're lucky, cunt.
He might actually fucking compete in something for once.
Yeah. Donnie's never competed in his
life. Get the kid bouncing.
Yeah, get that kid bouncing. I don't really know what other sports there are.
Yeah,
athletics.
I think we've just solved all the issues.
Oh, we could do the 100 meters down Caxton
Street. I did think that as well.
That would be good.
Imagine that.
That lined with punters would be a lot.
Oh, yes.
I almost feel like we should do something for magic around there. Some sort of. Maybe like
Olympics.
Or like a budgie smuggler relay or something down Caxton Street.
I was looking at Roasty's idea and I was like, fuck, that'd be funny to do in budgies.
Yeah. Anyway, stay tuned for that.
The Queensland government want to pay us $450K for that review of stadiums, please.
Let us know.
I'm happy to negotiate with price as well.
Yeah. Maybe throw in a Canberra Times subscription.
All right, guys. So we'll do our tips. Last week, I think we did all right. quick.
I think I changed my heaps from what I said on here.
Yeah.
I got 7 last week on the app, but I was worried halfway through the week. I hadn't checked yet. And I was like, God, I think I got a lot wrong.
Yeah.
I think I said differently.
Give a quick shout out to my dad, who whenever dad does something good in his books, he'll message
BBB
Darcy
bosses.
And I, the BBB bosses. It's the group chat. It's just
us two and Crusty's dad. Yeah.
And he said that he got 8 from 8 in the tipping, and usually he puts that into a multi, but he forgot to this week, and I know he does.
It's always that way.
And he also was going to then multi that, I believe, with Mark Nichols' anytime try scorer.
Oh, my God.
So he said, I'm out of a bit of money there, but one of his black books did come up. It was a $10. He went each way on it, so he is
not
up.
All bad.
Not all bad, but he just doesn't have enough as much as what he thought.
Yep.
So maybe you'll
shout
go out to me this week.
Shout
Michael.
Out to Cutlet Buck Senior.
Yeah. Fuck, I tell you what, Hammy is so quick on that shit.
Yeah,
I literally picked it up, looked around, and the phone was already in my face.
Yeah, he's already got
just
you.
Just Cutlet
he
Buck.
Knew.
Yeah, very
he
good.
Knew.
Very, very good.
Alrighty, but Thursday, tonight, if you are listening on Thursday, we've got the Panthers hosting the Brisbane Broncos, 10th versus 9th.
Broncos out to $4. Fucking hell.
Payne Haas out.
Adam Reynolds out.
Yep. Fisher Harris out for the Panthers, though.
Yeah. Saving grace. I'm tipping the Broncos because I'll tip the Broncos every week. But
that for you.
To say I'm confident would be a blatant lie.
I'm going to go with the Panthers here. I don't want to, though. I'd like that on record. I was saying some of the boys, I'm still in a fantasy chat, even though I'm not doing it. One of the great Whirlpools of all time. They were saying how shit it is that Haas is out. I think there is a sort of silver lining here. Xavier Wilson comes into the team.
Yeah, call him by his real name, please.
Who?
Xavier Wilson.
Yeah.
Mr. Standing on Business. Thank you very much.
Mr. Standing on Business. Sorry.
I couldn't even remember what it was, but I knew it was.
So Mr. Standing on Business comes in he will just be producing bulk business. I think he'll show his worth and then he'll be staying
he'll
in there afterwards.
Spot.
It's probably the best thing that could happen almost.
Good replacement for Payne Haas,
great
that's
replacement.
For sure. The other thing we're introducing this week is Jack Cronin, along with his tips, is going to give us some insight into his great mind because he is actually very good at predicting crowd numbers just based off location and teams. Weren't you three off for the Sharks game?
Three singular people.
I did have a bit of a leg up though because I knew it was a sellout already, so I went with the max capacity just off.
Yeah.
And I was close though.
So give us a tip for this first game, but also how many people you think
you're going to. So my tip is the Panthers, and I'm going with 18905. Out at Bluebet Stadium
Thursday night. Yep.
That last year they opened with 16-9 on their first Thursday night game of the year. Last year on a Thursday night they sold out for Para. So I'm like, I'm sitting somewhere between. That's my thinking.
Yeah. Okay. I like it a lot. I think that makes perfect sense.
Yep.
Moving forward to Friday, the first game, the Waz versus Jack's Canberra Raiders in Christchurch, New Zealand. I am going the Waz. I think they were unlucky last week against the Storm. But
yeah, I'll be going the Waz here. I just think they're gonna come back and maybe show.
I also watched no footy this year, so I have no idea who's hot and who's not.
I've watched too much. The Raiders are hot.
But they've dropped Zach Hoskins. What do you think about
still,
that?
No, still,
but he's on the bench.
He is on the bench. It's Mayo Deluxe, really. I think Ricky loves doing a thing where a starter plays 20 to 25 minutes and then doesn't play the rest of the game. I think that might happen with Whitehead as he's being phased out, but I think Hosking will still get bulk minutes.
Is Whitehead not the captain, though?
He is the captain, but Jared Croker was also the captain, and he got dropped and benched at multiple points.
Yeah,
I think Hosking will still get big minutes. The bigger thing is that Corey Horsburgh is playing New South Wales Cup.
Yeah, what the fuck's going on there?
Yeah, don't start me, rabbits. But anyway, I will be tipping the Wires, and I dare my beloved Durst to prove me wrong. I dare them to prove me wrong.
On.
Yeah, I'm giving them another hate.
I cannot believe that you don't tip your team every week.
It's me. It's the Raiders thrive off adversity.
Yeah.
And I'm telling them, I don't believe in you. Prove me wrong.
Yeah.
Secretly behind closed doors, though. God, I do. 17,097 is what I'm predicting at Apollo Go Stadium, Christchurch.
Okay. Before we go into the next Friday night game, I've just got some breaking news. As we were talking about the BBB bosses chat, a message has just come through from one Mick Clutterbuck. This will do me. He's backed no statement. He's had $10 on the nose and it's gotten up paying $52.70. He's just won $520.
Thank you, Bluebet.
Thank you, Bluebet.
Nick.
Anyway, let's move on. The second game on Friday night.
I love how the comment with that, this will do me.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
The Sydney Roosters versus South Sydney at Allianz Stadium. Fuck, it's a tough one. I'm going to go the Rabbitohs.
Is it tough though?
That's
showing you haven't watched much rugby league this year. Yeah, I will absolutely. Be going with the Roosters.
Okay, good on you.
Because fuck me, the Rabbitohs are in absolute shambles at the moment.
Yeah, okay. Mate, I just got a feeling.
That interview with Mansour the other day.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people took that the wrong way. Mansour, I don't think, was saying that he should have necessarily been there.
Mm.
I think he was more so saying that
Communication was
shit. Just tell me what's happening and I'll take it.
Yeah. Which is fair enough.
Which if that sort of shit's happening with a veteran player like that, imagine what's fucking happening with the young boys who are on the sort of the verge of making it or not. So I think as crisis time, the Roosters are looking hot. So I'm going to go the Roosters.
Fair enough.
I'm also going the Roosters and I'm going 37,842 at Allianz.
Oh, big crowd.
It's the oldest rivalry in rugby league. If they're worth their salt, they should be there.
Yeah, exactly right. But I don't think they are. But anyway, moving on to Saturday, the Bulldogs versus the Titans in the Who Cares Cup. No, that's dog ass.
Stand by it, you coward.
I'm going to go the underdogs again, go the Titans.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like
away,
the
but yeah.
I'll go on the Titans because Foran's back.
Oh, that's I like big. That too. I didn't know that.
I'm being a coward, sticking with the favourites. I'm actually going the dogs.
More importantly.
The first one of the season. And most importantly, 16,805 at Belmore.
Yeah, okay.
A multicultural round as well. Come on.
Yeah, turn up, boys. Turn up.
Surely.
The second game on Saturday sees the Dragons play the Cowboys at Jubilee Stadium in Sydney. Got to go the Cows there, surely.
Yeah, I'll be going the Cows there as well.
Cows for me.
Cows, definitely.
10,450 out at Net Strata.
10,450?
Love it.
Yep. I just think it's crazy how the Dragons...
Yeah. I've got this screenshot with a timestamp as well, just for
receipts.
The Dragons haven't changed after that statement from Flano saying...
Yeah, but I don't mind it in I'm giving you boys one more chance to restore
prove
my faith
wrong.
In you. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, rounding out Super Saturday, Tigers Sharks at Leichhardt Oval. Sharks. No. Sharks for me.
I think Aiden Caesar.
Yeah, he's in the
he's
seven.
He's going to take that seven
he's
jersey.
He's been parachuted in.
He's been parachuted in. He's coming in hot, and I think the Tigers are going to get up.
Right. I'm going Sharks.
I'm also going Sharks. Anytime there's Aiden Caesar half, I'm jumping on. But 13,127 out at the Lilyfield Rectangle.
Will turn out for Caesar. Yep. I love that.
If the Tigers cared about fucking Benji and their coach's name, a club legend, like the greatest player that club's ever seen, I think they've come out and fucking play for him. That young fella Galvin's got a bit of ticker about
him.
And Aiden Caesar played for the Raiders.
He did. And
that's the only thing.
And he's a friend of the show, so he'll play well.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, moving on to Sunday, 24th of March. Eels versus the Seagulls, Combank. That will be a good game.
Amen.
I'm tipping the Seagulls.
Yeah, I'm going the Sea Eagles.
Something
as well.
About them, as much as I hate to say that, something about them.
I said the other week that the Sea Eagles have been brought up to hate, but I'm finding it very hard to hate them at the moment.
Yeah, correct.
Ruben Garrick, fucking hot as fuck. Cherry Evans, he is
Queensland.
He is our captain, our captain, my captain. I'm just going to back the Sea Eagles.
Yep.
Every year there's a team that's good that I doubt for way too long. This year it's the Sea Eagles. Haven't tipped them yet this year. Will not be doing it this week either. I'm going the Eels and I'm going 26-8-9-3 out at Combank Stadium.
Nice, sizable crowd.
Good crowd again.
And to finish off the round, another good game. The Knights versus the Storm, McDonald Jones Stadium, Newcastle.
How the fuck are the Storm outsiders here at $1.98? Yeah,
because Tyrone Wishart is seven. Call him Maker Wishart.
And?
Tyron, make it wish it.
And
I like the night. I like Jesus the Knights, man. Out, I like the Knights here.
All right, well, I'm going fucking Melbourne.
All right, well, we'll see.
Yeah, well, yeah. Fuck you, Jack.
Yeah, the don't Knights, take it personally.
Newcastle's a tough place to go and win. Only premiership contenders can really go in there and do it, especially in 2024. I will be curious to see how they go. They've dropped Jackson Hastings. He is no longer the seven, despite what you heard on Netflix over the summer. I think they desperately need a win. And
the Cronin curse.
Yeah, the Cronin curse.
Hopefully they go after Cleary next.
No, we love Nathan. 20,910. I think I can't remember.
What was that?
20,910.
I like
belting
that.
Out the Screaming Jets better.
I am going to back the Knights as well, but I think very close game, very tough game. Honestly, if Cronin hadn't have said that Wishart was out, I would have tipped the Storm.
Oh, Wishart is in. Hughes is out.
Oh, Wish, sorry, yeah.
Wait, Hughes out?
Yeah.
Wait, Hughes out. Get me off.
Yeah. Also, I saw a clip about, I think it was the possibly the worst NRL show, NRL 360, which always has a lot of great tweets about it.
Yeah.
Mm.
A bloke on there, no idea who he is, was saying about how Jackson Hastings decided not to train with New South Wales Cup.
Bulldog Richie. Was who said it?
Oh, was that him?
Yeah.
I could not tell because of his chubby face.
Yeah, he's got a face like a dropped lasagna.
Like
yeah,
a bulldog.
Look, I can't really talk, but fuck, that man's put it on a bit recently. anyway. That has nothing to do with him. But anyway. I just think when you're trying to say that a man's been asked if he'll train with New South Wales Cup after being dropped and he goes, no, I'll just go home. How is that not cracking the shits and having a dummy spit?
Yeah.
It's like if you fucking cared.
It's allegedly not true, oh. I must say.
So yeah, apparently New South Wales Cup weren't playing.
Yeah, they weren't training. They were doing a swim and a massage. And yeah. Adam O'Brien said, mate, just go home and deal with it and come back tomorrow.
Yeah.
And he was there at 7:15 a.m. on Wednesday morning, according to my spies in Newcastle.
So Bulldog Richie's just talking shit once again.
Hey, oh, well, it is true that he didn't travel New South Wales Cup that day, but
it's just clickbait. It's just been missing NRL 360 all over. Yeah,
it's a nothing statement from Bulldog,
yeah.
If you can believe that.
Yeah, shock me. All right, unlike this podcast, hard-hitting facts.
Which is exactly. Well-researched opinions.
59 minutes of just pure fucking.
Chevy Stewart was a 9-year-old New South Wales champion per the Canberra Times.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
I want to know if anyone's out there, what's the most obscure bit of print media you're signed up to get your sporting news?
Yeah.
Because there are going to be some real fucked ones out there.
Yeah.
The Kingaroy Times.
I don't reckon we're
Ben Hicks.
I don't reckon we're beating the Canberra Times. So.
Well, imagine the Dolby Times or something like that.
Yeah.
Will Eastwood out for season.
Drank too many rums.
Potentially.
Yeah.
Sad day for the Dolby Wheatman, if that is true.
Yeah. Anyway, that's all we got time for this week. A very long one. We just cracked the hour mark. Probably once we edit out the other bits, it might not be an hour. But I hope you enjoyed. We certainly did.
Sure it was a lovely.
I
lovely
do worry
night.
During NRL season that we could just waffle all day.
I'd worry about. Yeah.
What else are you gonna do with your day?
Exactly right. Can't just sit at home all the time. Come down here, have a couple of schooners. Anyway, Cronin, thanks for joining us.
Pleasure.
We'll see you all next week.
Bye. Podcast this week is brought to you by Domino's.
It is brought to you by Domino's. Now, as you know, Clutty and I have been hard training for the Boxing Royale, which took place over the weekend. Domino's hit us up today and we're like, we've got a bit of a reward, boys, for all your hard work. We really want you to treat yourself this week. Ooh. So they've come to us with a new code for us to share. But we thought, you know, let's share it with the frothies as well. Why not? Like they didn't specify saying that it's not for everyone else.
Yep.
Now the code is BBB. B, there's four Bs. Just I wanted to like just emphasize that to make sure people know I'm serious. Four Bs
BBWK, okay. Which stands for Boost Week. Basically,
lovely. What's BBB a Boost Week?
So for this week only, until Sunday, you can get one pizza for 30% off, two pizzas for 40% off, or three pizzas for 50% off.
Holy
using
shit.
That code.
That's fucking incredible.
It is fucking incredible, Josh.
It is so good. And I think we have earned a lot of pizzas.
Yeah, I might have 50,000 pizzas this week just to make up for it.
Yeah, what? So that's like, you're only going to pay for like 25,000 of worth.
Yeah, so we're essentially making money.
Yeah, exactly.
You're getting 25,000 pieces for free.
When you do bike maths, it's essentially you're eating for free for the rest of your life.
The more you eat, the more you make.
Fucking oath.
So if you want to make money this week, go to Domino's and use the code BBBBWK.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.